Apparently, food has a speed, fast and slow. A typical fast food meal might be a highly processed hamburger with questionable-looking tomatoes and lettuce. This burger can usually be ordered and in front of you in less than 2 minutes. Slow food is, well, slower in its growing and eating. Laura Henderson, the director of Growing Places Indy, a non-for-profit which develops urban agriculture in Indianapolis, says slow food and organic food aren't necessarily synonymous. The slow food movement follows some strict guidelines, saying food must be good, clean, and fair. Not all organic food is grown this way.
It has to be quality. It has to be, you know, good, also meaning the way that it's grown. Clean, being grown in a way that helps support the environment rather than degrade the environment. And fair, being that the labor, the workers involved in the production of the food are treated fairly and respected as well. So it's all about kind of honoring and dignifying our food supply and then how that impacts our bodies, our communities, our economies.
Henderson's first project is the Slow Food Garden at the White River State Park in downtown Indianapolis, a 6,000-square-foot plot of land which has been turned into a thriving garden, supporting over 60 different crop varieties.
Right now, we still have celery, rosemary, lavender, tarragon, parsley, our sunchokes, our Jerusalem artichokes.
It's a warm fall day in the heart of the city, and Henderson, along with several volunteers, is harvesting the garden's crop. Squatting over a bunch of celery plants, her work gloves come off as she explains to a volunteer how to pick the best stock.
Three bunches of celery. So it'll be kind of a good handful. We'll just see. It might be 8 to 12 stalks. We'll check the ones that are on the outside first. And we're not going to pull the whole thing, so you'll break off a stalk at a time.
Right.
And it breaks off pretty easily. And then you can kind of work in.
Henderson says most of the food grown is sold at local restaurants.
And if they're really thin or they look dried out, then we're not going
to. Karen Haley, director of the Indianapolis Office of Sustainability, says the city is doing several things to help meet the demands of citizens wanting locally produced food.
I know we have lots of farmers markets. They're scattered all over the county, which is great. It makes locally produced food and produce available for people no matter where you live.
She adds the city is promoting urban gardening by making over 150 vacant lots available for people to garden. Anyone is welcome to apply to garden these spaces.
And, you know, some of them are growing the food for their personal use. Some of them are using it to give back to the community. Some of them would be growing produce to give to the food banks in town.
Haley says it's important for members of our community to have access to nutritious food. Henderson echoes this.
That this shouldn't be something that's limited to people of a higher income level or a higher educational level. Everyone deserves to have the dignity and the right to eat food that nourishes and sustains them and that's raised in a way that nourishes and sustains the environment.
Slow food isn't just a trendy movement, but it's also not as budget-friendly as getting a burger from the dollar menu. However, many supporters of the slow food movement argue that it's very possible to eat healthy and inexpensively. By buying foods in season that are plentiful and buying directly from a producer helps lower the price. I'm Colleen Udis in Indianapolis.